across Hertfordshire on FM, DAB, on your mobile and online. This is Bob FM.
War seemed like an irresistible concept to Hertfordshire's young men, but by the end of the four-year conflict, nearly 23,000 from the county would never come home. Corporal Taylor's grandson donated the photos to Dan Hill from Holwell, who's behind the Hearts at War exhibition.
Bill didn't speak much about his war experiences, and that's something that we find repeated fairly regularly throughout any kind of historical research that we do. And I think it speaks of a different generation, one where men didn't feel the need to tell of these, in some cases heroic, in some cases harrowing stories that they went through. But doubtless it affected him for the rest of his life.
So who was Corporal Taylor?
Being in contact with his grandson, he's able to fill in some of the missing blanks that sometimes a historian just can't get. But we also know that the first military medal he won was on the Somme, and it was for saving a chap called Private Winch, who was actually a neighbour of Bill's in his later life. He used to write a Christmas card every year up until 1975, thanking him for saving his life.
Hearts at War opens in Letchworth on the 4th of August and will tour the county over the next 4 years.